last month was a good solid month for us, as the last couple of months have been. And for the year, it's been a good solid year for us as well. We had a great 2014, 15, and 16, each of those years building upon each other, and 2017 really is no different, where, again, we're seeing some steady improvements in terms of the number of homes that are closing for sale, as well as the median selling price, which has been skyrocketing the last few years.
I know that here in July, I guess there was a slight drop here in the number of homes sold, but that's not unusual, is it?
No, again, I mean, it's hard. When you look at 1 month's worth of data, you can always see an anomaly. It just really depends. You know, when we make that comparison, we're comparing it to July of 2016. You know, if July of 2016 happened to be a great year, that didn't necessarily mean July of 2017 was a bad year. So it's a little bit tough when you compare 1 month's worth of data. I mean, the reason we do that is to try to take the seasonality out of it. We wouldn't compare July to December, for example, but July to July is a better comparison. But the main thing is that if we look at the entire year, if we compared the first 7 months of 2017 compared to the first 7 months of 2016, we'd see some pretty solid numbers in terms of total sales. We're up 3.6% on the year, and in terms of median selling price, we're up 4.7% on the year.
Now, we, of course, take in all of the counties that are involved here in the region within the association. If you do a little breakout here as far as Lake and Porter counties are concerned, how do the home sales compare so far as we get into near to the second half of the year now?
Yeah, I mean, again, solid. It's going to be solid. Lake County is the dominant county out of the seven-county area that we track in terms of housing numbers. So usually that's going to be a big indicator. And in essence, you know, we're up 2.6% on the year, Lake County year-to-date, and up almost 7% in the median selling price. So those are pretty big numbers. And same thing with Porter County. You're going to see something similar. We're up 2.5% in terms of the total number of homes that have sold on the year. And then we're up at 4.9% for the increase in median selling price. So no surprise there. I mean, I think generally as you see Lake County and then really Porter County go, you're going to see the rest of Northwest Indiana kind of follow suit. So both of those have pretty steady numbers for us.
Now, you've noted we've had some good sales years in the last couple, 3 years here. Do we still see the problem of the fact there aren't really enough houses out there for buyers to get their hands on, so to speak, or for people
that haven't yet? Yeah. That's exactly, Chris. The issue right now is the inventory of homes for sale. See, we're of the opinion that demand is pretty high right now, and even though we are reporting that numbers are up, we think they would even be higher if we had a sufficient supply of inventory. So one of the things that we look at, these aren't numbers that we generally release in the media, but these are things that we track internally. And one of the things that we're noting is that there aren't as many new listings coming on the market. If we compared, for example, this would be a good comparison for you. If I compare the total number of homes that were for sale in July of 2016, that number would be 5,160 homes that were available for sale. Mm-hmm. If I compare that to July of 2017, this very past month here, that number was at 4,483, so a 13.1% drop in terms of the total number of properties that are for sale. And you know, that's good in the sense that we have buyers, but at the same time, we're not seeing sellers put their house up for sale at the same clip that buyers are buying properties. So that's a little bit of a problem for us. That's something we would like to see a lot more balanced. And overall, we don't like to see – it's great as a homeowner to see your median selling price of your home jump high, but at the same time, that causes issue in the long run. It causes issues for first-time home buyers.
Oh, yeah.
We'd much rather see a lot, you know, balanced market between the two. But the last couple of years, it has been a seller's market, clearly.
I know that the Association of Realtors does work closely with the Area Home Builders Association and trying to balance things out. Are we seeing more contractors out there putting up more houses?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm told. I haven't necessarily seen the numbers this year in terms of how, you know, they're doing. I know for the last several years they've been steadily increasing. I don't know whether they have jumped this year. That certainly would be a question for them. I'd like to see that data as well. But I think visibly, Chris, if you went around the region and you looked at the various different subdivisions, particularly some of the newer subdivisions where there was a lot of infill, housing lots available for sale infill, just meaning that that lot hasn't been built upon yet.
Yeah.
You're starting to see a ton of new construction, and I'm starting to read where we're starting to see some new developments occur. I think that's kind of been the main part that's been missing the last couple of years. I'm not saying there hasn't been new developments; there certainly has. But if you were trying to compare, as hot as the market has been from a buying standpoint, now versus even the mid-2000s, it was just entirely different in terms of the new developments that you were going. So a lot of infill construction going on, starting to see some new developments, but not nearly at the clip that we've seen in the past. And again, that may not be a bad thing. I don't know. Again, we just want to make sure that we have a balanced market. New construction is a big part of that. It does put a relief valve, if so to speak, on existing home sales, because as a seller, sometimes, sellers turn into buyers too. We always say that we're wondering why sellers aren't putting their home up for sale, but if they're not seeing options out there for them to turn into a buyer, that could be a part of their hesitation, and new construction certainly helps with that.